Have you ever wondered if the people around you are truly sincere? Friendly smiles and sweet words can sometimes conceal jealousy and deceit. We often believe we can recognize those who are genuine, but it's not always that simple. Jealousy and deceit can be well hidden, making those who harbor these feelings particularly dangerous. Imagine this. You're celebrating a significant success at work, surrounded by friends and colleagues congratulating you. Yet you can't shake the feeling that something isn't quite right. Perhaps there's someone in that crowd hiding their jealousy behind a facade of congratulations. They may smile, but their eyes reveal a different story. These subtle yet powerful signs can warn you of the presence of jealousy and deception. In today's video, I will share 10 effective methods to identify jealousy and deceit in others, all rooted in the profound lessons of Stoic philosophy that have stood the test of time. These methods will not only help you control your emotions and find peace of mind, but also provide tools to navigate and handle jealousy and deception. By applying these principles, you will become both stronger and wiser in building and maintaining relationships. These methods will shield you from toxic relationships and guide you toward a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Before we dive into the video, I have a small challenge for you. Watch until the end and absorb each lesson, as everyone is crucial for helping you stay true to your choices and live a full and peaceful life. Leave a comment saying, "I am ready to embark on the journey," to let me know you're prepared to explore the profound knowledge of Stoic philosophy. Number 1. Observe their actions. One of the basic principles of Stoic philosophy is, don't believe in words, believe in actions. A person's actions are the truest reflection of their nature and intentions. Words can be manipulated, disguised, and even outright lied about, but actions reveal the truth. When observing others, pay attention to the contradictions between their words and actions. Some might appear friendly and supportive through their words, but their actions might tell a different story. For instance, a colleague might praise your success while secretly undermining or criticizing your efforts behind your back. It's their actions, not their words, that reveal their true intentions. Ask yourself, have you ever felt that someone says one thing but does another? Have you encountered someone who promised to help but never followed through? These inconsistent actions are clear signs of insincerity and can be rooted in jealousy. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." Actions are irrefutable evidence of a person's true character. Consider the example of a friend who always says they will be there for you, but disappears when you face difficulties. This behavior shows dishonesty and untrustworthiness. It's these actions that reveal a person's true nature more than any words ever could. Try observing how people behave when they think no one is watching or when nothing is at stake. You will likely gain insights into their true nature. This practice not only helps us see the true nature of our friends and associates, but also encourages us to reflect on our own behavior. Remember, our character is defined by what we do, not just what we say. Number 2, evaluate their response to your success. In everyday life, people's reactions to your success reveal their true feelings. Jealous individuals often display envy and can't hide their discomfort when they see others succeed. They may try to undermine your achievements with baseless criticism or fake congratulations while harboring dissatisfaction. This not only damages relationships, but also exposes the darker aspects of their character. There's a saying, "The only person you should try to be better than is the person you were yesterday." Someone who truly respects and supports you will be happy to see you progress and succeed, understanding that each of your achievements is a step forward in your journey of self-improvement. Conversely, those who resent you will see your success as a threat. a sign that they are lacking or not putting in enough effort. Think back to the last time you achieved something significant. How did the people around you react? How did those close to you respond? You'll recognize who is genuinely sincere and wise by their reactions. Supportive individuals will share your joy and celebrate your achievements, happy for you because of the hard work you've put in. Their feedback is often encouraging, supportive, and free of negativity. On the other hand, jealous or deceitful people will try to diminish or deny your achievements. They may spread rumors, offer unwarranted criticism, or even attempt to sabotage your success. They might make subtle criticisms or downplay your accomplishments, considering your success a fluke and denying your efforts. So, what do you do when you realize someone in your life is jealous and deceitful? Will you confront them or keep your distance to protect yourself? Remember, according to Stoic philosophy, we must learn to let go of what we cannot control, focusing on developing yourself and building sincere relationships instead of getting caught up in a cycle of jealousy and lies. We can discern a person's honesty not only by observing how they react to your success, but also by how they treat people of lower status. Number 3. Notice how they interact with those who can't benefit them. Stoic philosophy teaches us that respect and compassion should be extended to everyone, especially those who are weaker or of lower status. A noble soul never looks down on anyone. When we observe how others treat those of lower status, we should pay attention to the sincerity of their actions. Truly thoughtful people, whether at the pinnacle of power or just ordinary individuals, treat everyone with respect and kindness. They understand that each person has inherent value, regardless of their position. Whether interacting with a prime minister or a service employee, they maintain a sincere and respectful attitude. Conversely, jealous and deceitful individuals often show kindness only when there are benefits to be gained or when they are under supervision. They tend to despise and mistreat those who have no value to them, showing arrogance and cruelty. If someone's attitude toward people without power differs greatly from their attitude toward those with power, be cautious. Jealous and deceitful people often reveal their true colors when dealing with the vulnerable. For example, consider a colleague who is always friendly and welcoming to their superior, but overbearing and contemptuous towards service staff or people of lower status. This behavior is a sign of deceit and jealousy. They respect not people but power and personal interests. Such behavior reflects insecurity and pettiness in their souls. Observing how others treat those of lower status also allows you to reflect on your own behavior. How do you treat vulnerable people? Recognizing and addressing shortcomings in your own behavior can help you become a true Stoic. Always remember, the way others treat those of lower status is the truest reflection of their character. Are you ready to observe and identify such behavior? Try applying this method in your daily life and notice the changes. Number 4. Distinguish between praise and flattery. Excessive flattery is a clear sign of deception and jealousy that many people often ignore. Sincere compliments are always constructive, but when they go beyond reasonable limits, you should be wary. Remember, it's not what others say about you that truly matters, but what you think about yourself. Your self-worth should not depend on compliments from others, especially when those compliments do not come from the heart. Do those compliments genuinely match the achievements you've made? When receiving excessive praise, ask yourself, does this person have a motive? Are they trying to gain something from me? Excessive flattery is often a sign of insincerity. The person using it may be trying to hide their jealousy or take advantage of you. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, wrote in Meditations, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." While receiving compliments can be satisfying, be cautious if those compliments have bad intentions. Excessive praise can lower your guard and make you susceptible to manipulation. Therefore, instead of being swept away by insincere compliments, learn to evaluate them objectively. Stay true to your core values and don't let flattery cloud your judgment. A good example is in the workplace. You might notice that some colleagues often flatter you but never support you when you need help. They may act friendly and compliment you in front of everyone, but criticize or speak poorly about you behind your back. Recognizing and dealing with excessive flattery helps protect you from fake and jealous people and encourages you to live more authentically. Always be alert to the motives behind compliments and continuously affirm your true self-worth. Believe in yourself and use stoic wisdom to stay steadfast in who you are. Building relationships based on sincerity and mutual respect is essential. Have you ever encountered a situation where you were overly flattered? How did you feel and how did you react? Share your story in the comments below. Your experiences are very valuable to us. Number 5. Monitor consistency. When evaluating a person, pay attention to how they act and behave in different situations. Observe whether their actions match their words. Saying is easy, doing is difficult. Stoic philosophy encourages us to assess whether people's behavior aligns with their stated beliefs and declarations. Over time, this is an effective way to recognize jealous and insincere individuals. When evaluating someone, observe how they act in various situations. Do they uphold their principles and values consistently, or do they change their attitudes and behaviors to suit their circumstances or personal goals? A jealous and deceitful person often cannot maintain this consistency. They might appear friendly and sincere when dealing with those they need to take advantage of, but become cold and mean when those people are no longer useful to them. For instance, someone may claim to be sincere and praise you publicly, but then complain about your success behind your back. You might notice strange gestures or inconsistencies when they compliment you. This doesn't happen just once, but repeatedly. When you notice such anomalies, don't rush to judgment. Patiently observe more to see if actions contrary to words are part of a recurring pattern. It's crucial to determine whether these are isolated incidents or part of a broader pattern. If they show a completely different face when you're not around, it's a clear sign of jealousy and deception. Another way to gauge consistency is to observe how they treat others. A sincere person will treat everyone with respect and fairness without discriminating based on personal interests. They won't flatter one person and ignore another just for personal gain. Consistency in behavior reflects a person's honesty and trustworthiness. Ask yourself, do you recognize someone in your life who is acting inconsistently? Do the people around you maintain their values and principles under all circumstances? If the answer is no, be careful. Such people may be hiding jealousy and lies. We are halfway through our journey today. Thank you for your presence. Your support is a great source of encouragement for us in bringing the true values of Stoic philosophy to more people. Please like and share this video to spread these lessons to your relatives and friends, helping to build a happier and more peaceful world. Leave a comment with "Always observe carefully" to let us know you are ready to become a Stoic and are full of energy to continue your journey with the next 5 lessons. Number 6. Observe their attitude when criticized. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most renowned Stoic philosophers, once said, "If someone is able to show me that what I think or do is not right, I will happily change, for I seek the truth, which never harmed anyone." It is the person who continues in their self-deception and ignorance who is harmed. This quote emphasizes that truly wise and sincere individuals are always open to receiving constructive criticism because their ultimate goal is truth and self-improvement. When criticized, a Stoic sees it as an opportunity for growth rather than a threat to their self-esteem. Conversely, jealous and deceitful people often react negatively and defensively to criticism. They tend to retaliate harshly, correct others, or even attempt to discredit the critic. This reaction stems from a fear of exposing their true nature or a reluctance to admit their flaws. Have you ever witnessed a colleague or acquaintance become angry or defensive when criticized? This may be a sign they are hiding insecurities and lacking confidence. For example, a good and sincere leader will listen and respond constructively to feedback from employees, understanding that it helps them grow and creates a positive and effective work environment. In contrast, an insincere and jealous leader may ignore or even punish employees who criticize them, fostering an atmosphere of fear and tension. Ask yourself, the last time you were criticized, how did you react? Were you open to receiving and reflecting on what was said, or did you immediately try to justify and refute it? Your answer can provide insight into both yourself and those around you. Number 7. Attentively notice unintentional comparisons. In daily life, we often encounter unconscious comparisons. These comparisons are not merely harmless remarks. They can be signs of hidden jealousy and deceit. According to Stoicism, listening to and understanding these comparisons is one effective way to recognize jealous and insincere individuals. When someone unconsciously compares you to others, they might reveal more about themselves than about you. These comparisons often stem from a place of insecurity and jealousy. For example, if a colleague constantly compares your success to that of others, it may indicate that they feel threatened by your progress. Those who frequently compare you to others might be trying to diminish your value, making you feel inadequate and unworthy. This behavior often masks their own insecurities and creates an illusion of their superiority. Imagine a scenario where you achieve a significant milestone at work. Instead of congratulating you, a colleague says, "That's good, but I think JN is still better." This isn't just an innocent comparison. It's a sign of jealousy. Your colleague might be envious of your success and is trying to downplay it. Listening to unconscious comparisons helps you identify who genuinely supports you. True friends don't need to compare you to others to validate their admiration or respect for you. They appreciate you for who you are, not in comparison to anyone else. Ask yourself, who in your life often makes unconscious comparisons? Are they really someone you should trust? When you hear demeaning comparisons, how do you feel? Stoic philosophy advises us to view these as external factors, things beyond our control. This clear distinction allows us to protect our inner tranquility. Do you agree with this Stoic perspective? If so, like the video. If not, comment 0 so we can discuss and explore whether there's more beneath the surface. Number 8. Pay attention to their reactions to personal failures. Stoicism teaches that failure is not only a measure of patience and maturity, but also a clear reflection of a person's character and true motivations. Truly strong and honest individuals face failure with humility and a willingness to learn from their mistakes. They understand that failure is an inevitable part of life, providing opportunities for growth and self-improvement. They don't blame others or try to hide their failures. Instead, they accept and strive to improve. These are the people you can trust and admire. Conversely, jealous and deceitful individuals handle failure very differently. They tend to seek external excuses to justify their failures, blaming circumstances or other people rather than learning from their mistakes. They look for ways to hide and rationalize their actions, perhaps bad-mouthing others or creating false stories to protect their egos. Have you ever met someone who always blames others when they encounter difficulties? If so, have you considered that this might be a sign of jealousy and deceit? To recognize this more clearly, pay attention to these signs. When they fail, do they admit their mistakes? Are they willing to learn and change, or do they evade responsibility and blame others? An honest person will not hesitate to acknowledge their mistakes and strive to improve, whereas a deceitful person will always protect their ego and avoid the truth. As Darada once emphasized, a person's true nature is revealed at times of greatest adversity. This quote reflects the spirit of Stoic philosophy and reminds us that how a person reacts to failure speaks volumes about who they are. Take the time to carefully observe how people around you handle their failures. Don't be misled by superficial words or actions. Have you had any experiences similar to what I've shared? If so, please like the video and comment on your valuable experiences below. I'd love to hear from you. Number 9. Evaluate how they share personal information. Marcus Aurelius once said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." The way a person shares information not only reflects their inner thoughts, but also paints a vivid picture of their sincerity or deceitfulness. Stoic philosophy advises us to consider how someone talks about their successes and failures. A sincere person will share humbly, emphasizing the lessons learned from their experiences. Conversely, a deceitful individual often exaggerates their achievements or even fabricates them to impress and manipulate others. Ask yourself, does this person seem overly proud of their accomplishments? Do they emphasize trivial details to bolster their credibility? Moreover, evaluating how they discuss their failures is crucial. A truly honest person will not hesitate to admit mistakes and share what they learned from their setbacks. In contrast, a deceitful person tends to avoid discussing failures, or, if they do, blames others, circumstances, or external factors instead of taking responsibility. This is a clear sign of insincerity and internal turmoil. Jealous individuals often spread personal information about others with ill intent. They might reveal secrets entrusted to them or distort and embellish the truth to undermine others. When someone spreads false or negative information, they are trying to manipulate others' perceptions and create chaos, reflecting their own weaknesses and insecurities. In everyday conversations, listen for these signs. Does the person frequently speak ill of others? Do they often compare themselves to others to elevate their own status? These remarks are not just petty schemes, but expressions of jealousy and a twisted soul. As we become more sensitive to recognizing these signs, it will be easier for us to protect our souls from negative influences. If something makes you stop and think, don't hesitate to ask questions. Number 10. Listen to your inner voice. Have you ever encountered a situation where you have a colleague who always appears friendly and eager to help, but you constantly feel uncomfortable around them? If the answer is yes, stop and listen to your inner voice. This could be a sign that your instincts are warning you about dishonesty or jealousy from that person. Think about times when you felt uneasy or suspicious about someone without a clear reason. That's your instinct at work. Your instincts, or sixth sense, play a crucial role in protecting you from potential threats. When you feel something is off, take the time to think and carefully consider the situation. Does this person always try to compete with you? Do they often give compliments that seem insincere? Sometimes these small actions can indicate jealousy and deceit. Pay attention to how you feel when interacting with someone. Your gut feeling can often be a powerful guide in determining who is genuinely trustworthy and who is not. Trust yourself and your instincts. They are valuable tools in recognizing and avoiding toxic people in your life. Do you often rely on your intuition when dealing with people? How accurate have your instincts been in recognizing deception? Share your experiences in the comments, and let's continue to learn and grow together.